It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Isaiah Bond finds the edge, finds the end zone. Touchdown, Isaiah Bond on a 26-yard run.
All aboard the wide receiver train. This year, though, might be okay with round two.
Yes.
Just saying. Good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy is off this week. Nate Geary hanging out here on WGR. We are under a month away from the NFL draft. A clip of Isaiah Bond. We'll get more on him and some of the other Texas prospects. I feel like looking at this, there's a really good chance the Bills draft a Longhorn in the first two rounds. Bond, by the way, might be here right now. We don't know like exactly when, but we did have Ryan Talbot report yesterday early in the morning that Bond was coming to Buffalo as one of the top 30, you know, pre-draft visits. So we'll see what they end up doing in the draft. CJ Vogel from On Texas Football, College Football Insider, joins us now on the Wester Hotline. CJ, it's Joe and Nate. Thanks for taking some time out this morning for us.
Good morning, fellas. Thank you very much for having me on.
So I feel like Texas is kind of perfect to talk about here. The Bills' needs in the draft, I mean, it's defensive tackle, it's corner, wide receiver is on that list. And when you look through the rankings, I mean, there are Texas guys at all three positions. So let's start with the receivers. Both guys, speed players, Matthew Golden, Isaiah Bond. What do you think, start here, CJ, what the biggest reason you think that Bond is more viewed as a second-round prospect and Golden is more viewed as a first-round prospect?
Yeah, it's a good question because coming in, it was pretty flipped, right? Bond was a first-round, you know, projected guy, and Golden was more an unknown. You know, he had more yards this past year at Texas than he did previously his 2 years at Houston. And it really took a while for him to take that leap into that wide receiver one role, which really started because of an ankle injury to Isaiah Bond, which really hampered his ability to get loose, create separation, and show off his speed. Now, what's interesting is you saw the 4.29 for Matthew Golden, and you saw at the time the 4.38 for Isaiah Bond. I would have expected those numbers to have been flipped based off of tape and based off of what we knew about both guys coming in and out of the season. So it's nothing to scoff at from a speed perspective, but really I thought Isaiah Bond played a little bit faster on tape than Matthew Golden did this year. But overall, the ability to create separation and the hands to go up and catch just about anything in his vicinity, that all goes to Matthew Golden there.
Bond, part of that too maybe is him, I think we all remember him saying he was going to break the record or projecting he was going to break the record at the combine and then ran at the combine in the 4.4s. So to you, the play speed looks higher for Bond. What about like the overall skill set, the route running, where they line up, outside versus slot? That's one thing for us in particular, like guys that play primarily in the slot, maybe a little bit less useful. The Bills have Khalil Shakir. They're pretty much set with that. So it's more who can play on the perimeter, run all the routes, and also give you that speed at the same time.
Yeah, if you're looking for a guy that just plays on the outside, I do think Isaiah Bond fits that a little bit better. His route tree that was used at Texas more so was for that, right? You had your 15-yard stops, your verts, some of those screens that Texas relied on pretty heavily. All of those fit exactly what Isaiah Bond was really good at. Now, I think Matthew Golden, comparatively, has a broader route tree. I think that, again, his ability to create separation on digs and outs is just a little bit quicker, right? He's more quick than fast, which, again, was so surprising why he ran that 4.29 at the combine, because the quickness is what I think separated him more than anything beyond just that straight line speed. So I do think Bond fits that outside, quote-unquote, wide receiver just a little bit better than a Golden, who I think Texas mm-hmm. deployed all over the field very well in 2024.
So to wrap on those two, do you feel like then, like as we kind of go through from the Bills' perspective and what they need, might be a better idea for them to wait until round two if Bond is there rather than go for Golden in round one? They might even, CJ, have to trade up. I've been seeing, they're mock drafts, but some of these things have Golden now going like 15th or middle of the first round.
Yeah, I think Golden, you talked about buy low, sell high. This is probably the highest that Matthew Golden's stock has ever been, when it comes to coming into the draft. And, there are certainly some conversations about, if either Texas team will end up with a Matthew Golden. And trust me, I hear that all the time being down here in Austin. Fans of both teams are saying, this is a guy that they would love to have to their franchise. But I see it as this. Isaiah Bond coming into this 2024 season, again, was a number one first-round projected guy up there with Luther Burden, with Tet McMillan. Injury really derailed his season. That Oklahoma game was game six for the Longhorns. And when you look back at the final eight weeks of the season, those final eight games for Texas, his production dropped significantly. But, what can you do as a speed guy when you got a bum wheel, right? So for Isaiah Bond, again, to go out in Indianapolis and post the fastest mile-per-hour rate of any wide receiver in the NFL combine, I think that alone speaks more to his top-end speed than what that 40 indicated.
Yeah, like the functional speed. It's something we talked a lot about last year when the Bills drafted Keon Coleman, right? Like he runs one of the fastest,
the gauntlet drill.
Because it's more functional speed than it is, stopwatch speed. But, in comparing, Texas the last two seasons with Quinn Ewers at quarterback, basically going to end up having, presumably, four top 60 picks, two in each of the last 2 years. And when you look at someone like Xavier Worthy, who, obviously, there'll be connections between him and the Bills forever because they end up trading back and Kansas City moves up and takes Worthy. Sort of how he ended his season on a high in the NFL. I think there will be a desire to compare A.D. Mitchell and Golden and Bond and Worthy. And do you find those to be worthwhile comparisons as a prospect worthy, specifically with Isaiah Bond? How similar are their game styles? Obviously, I think Bond is a little bit bigger, not by much, but a little bit bigger. Like, how comparative are those, kind of players in back-to-back drafts for Texas?
Yeah, I think that's actually a really good question, of course, because you see the 4.2s for Golden and Worthy. Worthy, for me, was a little bit more of a straight-line guy at Texas. His ability to just, start, stop, and go. Texas used him pretty well on end of rounds and stuff in the backfield as well. For Golden, again, it's that quickness in his routes, his cutting ability that I think, separated him from the rest of this group. Now, I think actually Adonai Mitchell was probably the better route runner between he and Xavier Worthy last year. You can talk separation numbers, et cetera. I actually think A.D. Mitchell was that guy that is in that conversation at the, you know, the peak of his routes when it comes to cutting, when it comes to breaking, when it comes to just finding ways to separate from man-to-man coverage. Adonai Mitchell and Matthew Golden might be a little bit more similar. And then I see Isaiah Bond and Xavier Worthy a little closely as well, in the sense that the way that they were used, a lot of that was straight line, a lot of that was, you know, cross or something that you didn't necessarily need that immediate cutting ability for. And I think that's something that...
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Resonates in their game a little bit closer than the conversation about Adonai Mitchell and Matthew Golden.
And the funny thing about Mitchell, too, is if you look even in his rookie season, he has top 10 separation numbers and limited playing time and a quarterback that
the ball was just
could
5 yards over
him.
His head.
Yeah, could not find him.
Yeah.
To get to corner, CJ Vogel with us covering the Texas Longhorns. The Bills, another need, probably their biggest need, is corner. Jahde Barron expected to go in the first round, one of the first few corners. How high a level of corner prospect are we talking with Barron?
Texas for years has kind of toted that DBU claim, and it's been a while since they've had a guy like Jahde that's gone out there and won the Thorpe and been an All-American. I've said this since maybe middle of season, and just having listened to Jahde and post-game pressers and, you know, those Monday press conferences as well, wherever he ends up, he's going to be given a key to the city within 3 years. And I don't mean that just off the sense of his gameplay or what he does on the field, but the way that he conducts himself off the field, his charisma in the locker room, he's going to become a fan favorite. And I think that that's something that will help his draft stock. And obviously you'd like to see the play on the field be the reason why he goes where he goes, but he does everything else so well, right? You know, he's a guy that you want to represent your franchise or your university. And of course he's a darn good quarterback, right? He had 5 interceptions this year. He only allowed 8 yards the entire season in man-on-man coverage per PFF. So take that for what you want, but that's a pretty darn good mark in my eyes. And of course, to win the Thorpe Award over some really talented cornerbacks and safeties in this class, it really speaks to who he is and how he goes about his work ethic. And again, this was the guy last year that was getting 4th-round grades, right? His decision to come back to Texas to work a little bit more on his craft, to put in that extra work to look, he's really good friends with Xavier Worthy, and to see him go in the first round to have the success that he had this past year in Kansas City, I think that was a big driving factor for why he was able to come in, put so much work into his game, and take it to a level that I don't think really anybody was expecting when it comes to a first round lock and the Thorpe Award in his closet. That's a heck of an achievement. And again, I think he's going to be a great fit for wherever he ends up.
Last one for the Bills' perspective here. One other need, of course, is defensive tackle. They have two picks at the end of the second round, and you see Alfred Collins mocked there a lot, defensive tackle from Texas. What's the story on Collins?
Yeah, Big AC is a fun one. You know, he's 6'5 and some change, 330 pounds. Look, he moves very well. I know that some of those explosive numbers from the combine might not indicate a great athlete, but I mean, this was a five-star athlete coming out of high school at Bastrop. He's got a tremendous first step, and I think that's shown on tape. You know, one thing with Alfred is he's also super strong. The question is, how much more does he have to his bag other than using that strength and speed to his repertoire? Of course, I actually had this conversation with Alfred a few years ago. You know, how can you improve? And he said, look, I've got to get my hands right. You know, I got to be able to shed blocks. I got to be able to win off of pass moves alone. I can't just use my size as something that gets me past some of these college offensive linemen. And obviously at the NFL, that's going to be something that is even tougher, right? You know, when it comes to the best interior offensive linemen in the country. So I view Alfred as a super athletic guy that is very disruptive when it comes to getting towards the backfield. My big question is, how much can you rely on him on a down after down after down approach? Of course, three downs is kind of the conversation when it comes to interior guys, but Alfred, again, great run stopper, and then, of course, can get hands up and get that big paw up there to stop passes whenever he's not after the quarterback. But I think he's going to be an end of round two guy. Maybe early round three.
Yeah, maybe sounds like someone that first and second downs, and if you got like a third and long, he's coming off the field for so like a more of a penetrator, more of maybe even defend. Like the Bills used Rousseau inside sometimes, so a defensive right end of sorts. Finally, we'll let you go on this, CJ. How high are the expectations for Arch Manning this year at Texas? I've got a friend who's a Giants fan who just wants them to tank until he comes to the NFL. We're finally going to get to see him this year, right?
You sure will get to see him this year, and you might have to tell your Giants buddy that it might be a couple years before you get to see his name in the NFL draft. The expectation is two years at Texas on the field, despite what might happen in 2025, regardless of where what he does or where this team goes. I think two seasons is going to be the minimum for here in Austin.
All right, it'll be fun to watch. CJ Vogel from On Texas Football. Thanks for the insight, CJ. Great stuff, and enjoy the spring game, college football season coming up.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you very much. Enjoy draft season.
Thank you. The CJ Vogel, by the way, if you do want to follow his stuff on Twitter, at CJ Vogel _OTF on a couple of Texas receivers. Following that conversation, I'm team Isaiah Bond in round two over Matthew Golden in round one.
I am right there with you. I'm starting to get on the train. There's a couple of names that I'm starting to like more and more for this, specifically like second, third, maybe even fourth round. But like to me, I feel like the speed guy is needed. So like Bond makes a ton of sense in the second round. Kyle Williams is a name that I keep sort of going back to. I mean, what he did at the Senior Bowl, you know, a lot of guys that were at the Senior Bowl raved about him in the era of, you know, quote unquote, like TikTok route running. He was the one out there doing
TikTok route running.
Yeah, like, you know, the nonsense you see in like 7-on-7 and 1-on-1 where these guys like, you know, doing like nine moves. Okay. Like that's ever going to happen in an actual game. He has like real legit. Yeah. He dominated the Senior Bowl. Like that's not a play. That might be a fourth rounder.
Yeah.
So yeah, Washington State, Kyle Williams, Isaiah Bond. Give me a fast guy.
We'll hit a break here. But as he was describing Jahdae Barron, by the way, do you know who I was thinking of the whole time? Tre'Davious White.
Hmm.
Sound like he was describing Tre'Davious White.
So a lot of people talk about him playing slot in the NFL, though.
Don't love that.
Yeah.
803-0550 is the phone number. It is Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy off. Nate is in. When we come back, building a better strategy for the Sabres. They play the Penguins tonight. And we'll come up with something. There's a lot of good ideas you could toss around. New embedded, by the way, for the Sabres to get into, too. Stay tuned.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.